The unusually warm November weather continues across eastern New York and western New England. It's going to remain on the warm side through tomorrow, and then on Wednesday through early Thursday, a cold front will come through. There is the chance for some rain with that, and following the rain, temperatures are going to return to more typical November weather, so it is going to feel like November again by the end of the week. But for now, it's quite warm up and down the East Coast. And what we often see in these situations is as the warm air comes up into the east, it's cold out west. So in the western part of the country, there is cold and snow. Around here, it's feeling more like September than November. And the weather conditions are going to remain fairly comfortable over the next day or so. Now, coming up tonight, temperatures will drop into the 40s in most areas. Some 30s are possible. And one thing this time of year is that the temperature range can be rather large at night, depending upon if the wind goes to calm and what the dew point is. The bottom line is you will want to have a jacket with you through the night into the early part of the day tomorrow. Some areas of fog are possible, especially near bodies of water and in valley locations. So it'll be a bit chilly early tomorrow morning, but it's going to be another unseasonably warm day with temperatures again reaching the 60s to around 70 degrees. Some spots may end up in the 70s tomorrow afternoon, so it's going to be another fantastic day to get outside for some fresh air. By Wednesday, that cold front will be in our area, so look for clouds and some showers. It'll still be relatively mild ahead of that front with highs in the 60s. And then on Thursday, we'll start off with clouds and maybe some showers, especially southeast of Albany. We'll see a clearing trend during the day, and temperatures will be seasonable, running largely in the 50s. Into the tropics this afternoon, Tropical Storm Eta is located southwest of Key West and north of western Cuba. The storm brought flooding to South Florida over the weekend, and there is still some flooding today. The storm is expected to linger in the Gulf of Mexico in the coming days. There is potential that the storm will impact Florida or some portion of the Gulf Coast later in the week, so we'll keep you up to date on that. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and unseasonably warm, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and unseasonably warm, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and unseasonably warm, highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and unseasonably warm, highs in the 60s to around 70. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with showers likely, highs in the 60s. And on Thursday, clouds giving way to some clearing, a chance of showers especially southeast of Albany, with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.